Everybody, and welcome back to another episode. And this time it's a topic about somebody maybe a lot of you know or probably will know after that. It's about Joe Rogan. Why is he so popular? Why is his podcast so big? He has about 7 million followers on YouTube, also 8 million, almost 8 million followers on Instagram, so, and maybe Facebook, I don't know how many, but if you include everything, every platform, he has probably, almost 50 million people who follow him. And today I want to talk about you. Why is his podcast so big, and why are there so many people who like to talk to him, to listen to him, to watch him, because he has a podcast on YouTube. So people mainly watch him. I don't know if they listen a lot like he on Spotify or iTunes, but he has always special guests, a lot of views, and today I want to talk about you. Why is that? So first of all, Joe Rogan, he's 52 years old. He has a lot of experience in martial arts. He has a background in Taekwondo, and later in the 90s he added to Taekwondo Jiu-Jitsu, which is a grappling and ground game, another version of Judo, but a better version. It's much more adaptable for MMA. And he's a comedian, and also since 2001 the commentator for the UFC, so that's why he has a lot of access to the athletes, to the fighters. He does the comments and the interviews after the fights, and mostly the biggest cards. He does usually 10 cards in a year. And yeah, that's why a lot of fighters come to his podcast. For example, he had Mike Tyson there, almost every UFC champ on his podcast, a lot of great coaches. So a lot of martial artists or other athletes, but also different kind of people like Jordan Peterson, politicians, presidential candidates, so many people in his guests. And his podcast is 10 years old now, and yeah, that's also one keyword, 10 years. So a big thing for his success is he is consistent. He always dropped some episodes every day, almost every day, and that's one way to success. You have to do it every day, every time, or as much as you can, and he did it for the last 10 years. So that's one thing why it's so popular. And also podcast is now, I would say, the new radio, because everybody can listen to it, everybody has access to it, and you don't need a certain time to listen. Like in the old days, when you wanted to listen to a radio show, you had to turn on the radio and to listen exactly on that time. Now you can maybe drop the podcast on YouTube, and 2 days later you watch it or you listen to the podcast. So that's also one thing. And a lot of people have a voice in these days because of social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and whatever. That also made him popular. He has hard opinions, but he's always honest, fair, and tries to stick to the truth. And if he doesn't know anything or doesn't know enough about the topic, then he tries to dig in. He really dig it in. And that's also a great quality of somebody who does interviews or who likes to talk to people. If you don't understand something, it's not bad and it's okay. Just ask into the detail, ask a lot, and that's what he does. He's a great listener and a great interviewer, and that's what a lot of people like. They like to listen to him, and of course he has also cool friends, cool people who support him in general. But he tries always to stick to the truth, tries to improve also. He tries to gain more knowledge for himself, but also for us, for the listeners, because he always brings new guests in different categories. That's also one main big aspect. And also, I want to quote Jordan Peterson. He said Joe Rogan is really, really smart, a lot smarter than he thinks, and also tough, because he just digs into it. If somebody something is not clear, he just asks and keeps going. So that's one big thing also for him. And also, he doesn't pretend like he knows everything or he's an arrogant. He's not a fool, or like a lot of people, they want to make the shine on them so everybody can say, oh wow, look at this person, he's so cool, he's so great, which he is for a lot of people. He has a lot of fans, but he's really down to earth, he's humble, he just tries to do his thing. He's most of the time, I would say, he's respectful to the people who are doing the podcast with him. At least I don't know any podcast where he was really rude. And of course, because he's also funny, that makes like a little aroma to the to the podcast. It spices it up. That's also really cool. And he has a heart and big personality, so there are maybe a lot of people who don't like him, and also a lot of people who like him, but which is normal if you do, if you are really controversial or talk about controversial topics. That's normal. 50% will like you, 50% not. So that's okay. Always try to stick to the 50% who likes you, and that's perfect. That's fine. And he also doesn't give a fuck about haters, about people, who just want to talk trash, who just give dislikes, and he never gives up. He sticks through it, and that's really, really cool. And the last big thing I want to say about it, well, there are two things. When he saw the opportunity 10 years ago with podcast, because I don't know, I think podcast is like 10-15 years in America, it's really popular, and he saw this opportunity and he just took it. And that's also an advice we should all take. If we see an opportunity, we should use it, take it, and do the best. Because sometimes when you meet the right people, you are at the right time, right place, and you have an opportunity, then just do it. Don't think too much, just do it and stick to it. It will take years, of course, but you will get the fruits from it, the benefits from it, and that's what he's gaining now. He has also his own merch, some t-shirts, supplements, and that's cool for him. And the last thing I want to mention is the spoken word is now as powerful as the written word. That means, because a lot of people, they may struggle with reading some really complicated topics, but it's for most people, and me included, it's way more, it's way easier to understand a complicated topic. So that's why this quote really fits to it. The spoken word is now as powerful as the written word. And it's also true because it's the time now where a lot of people have a say, a lot of people have a word. Everybody can send voice messages, can do videos, Instagram stories, YouTube, whatever. And that gives a lot of people a lot of power. So I don't want to say the written word is not powerful anymore, because newspapers still have a lot of power and also a lot of money involved, but the spoken word is really powerful now, because everybody can say something basically. And he just used the opportunity, and I think in a good way, and that's why a lot of people can learn from it, can learn from him, That was just a short episode. I just wanted to share something about Joe Rogan, why I also started my podcast and what we can learn from him. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Another episode. Thank you always for the support. You can give me a rating on Apple Podcast, and I think there's also a new platform. I can also send it or copy the link into Google. So Google Podcast, and yeah, maybe some of you will listen there. So thank you so much for everything. And if you have any question, any suggestions, just let me know. And yeah, until next time.